The entrepreneurial process is actually a good way of finding out how to apply AI in corporations. We will have to unlearn a lot of things. When are they going to allow something? When not? How do they build the trust? How do they rethink delegation?
Thanks for joining. Thanks for having me talk to you a little bit. I understand you have been working in the past few months quite a bit on how AI is affecting different elements of the entrepreneurial process. Is that the right way of thinking about it?
Hello, Franz and everybody, and thanks for having me here on the Dean's Call. And yes, Franz, answering your question, it's right. We've been looking a lot into how AI is affecting the entrepreneurial process and also why we think that the entrepreneurial process is actually a good way of finding out how to apply AI in corporations, in our work life, also finding out use cases for clients, because what we are seeing is while the entrepreneurial process is also being affected by AI, of course, it is being affected in a way that it allows us from going from the thinking, from just having like a prototype of something, into the doing, you know? So actually I can end up with something and then test it. And this idea we think can be translated into the world of the business leaders, because when they start using AI, they also have to move from, we think, from the thinking into the doing, into the experimentation, because that sort of quickens their learning, going into this iterative path, you know, of discovery of how they can apply AI in their realities.
Okay, then let's talk for a moment about this iteration process and what AI can do. I know you've been working with our MBA students in this past term. What is the role of AI in this fast prototyping? How do you actually use it, and what are the learnings that you also discovered, I think, you know, with the MBA students?
Well, the first thing that we discover is that there's sort of quote unquote different roles of AI, you know? So the first one is when we're just using it to prompt something. The second role is when we actually start going into it as agents. That is actually a different role, because the agent starts executing something on its own. And then the third role would be when we really go agentic, you know, which is where the key decision maker then has to make a real decision on delegation, not on execution, but on delegation. And what we've been trying to do in this course was precisely to, on one hand, show them how they could do something improving their prompts, but then also what happens when we provide them an agent, because then they start executing on something that has been predefined by us, by the professors. And not all of our agents actually were well received. Some of them, the students were saying, hey, I should be the agent. And we were saying, no, we think that this is a good process. So just go and execute it. So you discover quite some things. Now, the first thing is just on the prompting itself. But then when you do agents, it's very, very different, because you have to delegate the execution. And then if you really go agentic, then you have to be aware that you're fully delegating and probably changing the structure of the organization.
So the students have had hands-on experience on how to really use AI systems to, in this case, prototype new entrepreneurial ideas. But at the same time, and you said that at the beginning, this can be a way to actually use productively AI in an organizational context. So maybe you want to expand a little bit on this. What the challenges are right now that you are seeing with the application of AI in organizations, and how this fast prototyping way of working could actually overcome them?
It was our hypothesis and assumption that we could get the students to actually have a working prototype, which means a working app at the end of the course. And that is something that we couldn't make them do before. They build something, and once they had it, they could actually go and gather feedback from real clients with that thing already built. You really advance in everything. And you can take the same thing to executives, and you can tell them, look, I mean, you're not just the thinker of something, you become the doer of something. And with that prototype that you have, you can actually go and learn something, get more knowledge from more people.
If the entrepreneurial process, the innovation process, the prototyping process is faster, this also then needs to take place in an organizational context. where that can live with that speed. No? So if you're a one person or a small team entrepreneur, that's relatively straightforward. If you think about organization use of AI in the context of a large organization, that may be more challenging.
Small organizations that still don't have big systems processes in place, for them it is easy. But if you have existing processes in place, it's going to be very difficult. And we will have to unlearn a lot of things. Organizations will have to really rethink, when are they going to allow something, when not? How do they build the trust? How do they rethink delegation? We will need frameworks and models that actually help our executives to be able to execute in this world.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Sandra. Thank you. This has been a very interesting way of looking how entrepreneurship connects with the introduction of AI to larger organizational consequences. This will probably ignite a whole wave of more entrepreneurial activities, the projects that will be really taking advantage of the introduction of AI. So thank you so much for sharing that with us. Thank you.
Thank you, Franz, for having me.